Mushers who want to enter the 2009 Iditarod will have to pay more, and they can expect to win less in prize money. Iditarod officials say the decision to increase the entry fee was made at a board of directors meeting on Friday. KUAC's Libby Casey reports.
The Iditarod now costs $4,000 to enter. That's a $1,000 increase over the last race and up from just $1,800 in 2007. Mushers are reacting with resignation that the cost of everything is increasing, fuel to drive dog trucks, dog food, and now the Iditarod's entry fee. Two Rivers musher, Allie Zirkel.
I mean, it's awful, but what are you going to do? I mean, they've got to. Everything's going up except our paychecks, right?
Zirkel annually runs the Iditarod, but she's won Alaska's other 1,000-mile race, the Yukon Quest. She says while there's a chance some mushers will defect to other races with less expensive entry fees, like the Quest, it's doubtful because other races' costs are rising too. Iditarod Executive Director Stan Hooley says the entry fee had to go up. Putting on the race cost the organization about $22,000 per musher.
So when you look at that $4,000 entry fee, and I'd reiterate the point that there aren't any personnel costs associated with that, there is no prize money in that number, we've still got an $18,000 gap between what the entry fee is and the support that we're putting in play to make this race happen.
Not only will the race cost more to enter, but the purse may go down. Officials are promising to pay a minimum in prize money, whereas in the past they set a goal and reached for it. The last Iditarod paid out nearly $1 million. Next year, they're guaranteeing $660,000. Hooley says they hope to offer more, but can't make promises like they have in the past.
We've, in essence, guaranteed a purse that was much higher than that, but there are some pretty uncertain economic times that we're going through right now. Uncontrollable energy costs, some insurance issues that continue to grow and grow and grow.
Hooley says there's another major expense looming. The Federal Aviation Administration is threatening to ground the Volunteer Air Force. The FAA says they're providing the service a commercial outfit would, so the Iditarod should pay. Hooley says that could cost $750,000. He says talks with the FAA are ongoing, and he doesn't know when they'll be resolved. In the meantime, mushers are preparing for a dip in their bank accounts later this summer when they sign up for Iditarod. Yukon-based musher Hugh Neff says he doesn't want to deal with the finances.
I think this flies directly in the face of everything that Joe Reddington stood for, as far as the Iditarod being a celebration of dogs and the lifestyle of being a dog musher. The powers that be are changing this race into an Indy 500.
Neff says while he doesn't want to think about money, mushers do need to earn enough to stay in the sport. Iditarod officials have promised the winner will still take home $69,000, but Neff hopes they save enough prize money for lower-placing finishers.
They should spread it all out through the field. You know, you're going to have more mushers having enough money after the season's over to be able to keep doing this. I'm worried about how many people are going to be getting out of the sport of dog mushing because of the ever-increasing prices.
Willow musher Dee Dee Johnro says it's bound to be hard for the organization to cover all its expenses, but Johnro wants to make sure up-and-coming mushers still have a shot in the sport.
I don't want to see it become a rich man's sport, and I don't want to see it become a sport of just the elite adventure seekers, because those are not the people that are going to dedicate their lives to, you know, enhancing the quality of life for dogs.
Johnro says mushers have known for a while to expect the entry fee increase, and she's glad they had heads up because last year's increase took her by surprise. She says it remains to be seen what effect the change will have on the race.
You know, there'll be some drivers that can't sign up, I think. But then I thought that last year, and then a record number of drivers signed up. So, you know, goes to show. If you want it bad enough, you figure it out.
The Iditarod has also limited the number of teams that can enter the race to 100. Johnro says while that may encourage elitism, it's necessary because the trail and villages can't handle so much traffic. 96 teams headed out on the race last year. The pressure to make sure you're one of those 100 teams who reserves a spot makes mushers like Hugh Neff a little nervous. He'll have to drive to race headquarters in Wasilla on Saturday, June 28th to sign up in person, a long trip from his Yukon Territory home, meaning more fuel to burn. But Neff says that's part of being a musher. In Fairbanks, I'm Libby Casey.